following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. Boy, am I excited to be here today. But I have to tell everybody something. This is big, big news.
What's that?
I'm in the studio, and Howard Regalis is not. What? Can you believe the man never misses a show? He loves to do this show. However, big things are happening in the Regalis family. His dad turned 94.
Yay!
He headed up to Virginia to see his father. And his sister-in-law, who's also my sister-in-law, she turned 65 and she retired.
Wow.
So there's a huge party for her today.
Happy birthday. Happy retirement.
And so that's actually where I should be, is in Virginia and then headed to Pennsylvania for the party. However, I got sick last week and I have been in bed all week. And the thought of getting into a car and driving, you know, 10 hours to Virginia, 4 hours to Pennsylvania, I just told Howard, I can't. I just can't do it. I'm not even well yet. You can probably hear I'm nasally.
You still sound a little bit froggy.
Yes.
A little bit.
But I feel well enough to come in and do the show. And, I mean, you know, I'm able to take care of myself at home and stuff like that. So I'm mending and getting better, but I'm not well. And
we don't want to get Howard sick and the dad sick or the
sister-in-law. Oh, my gosh. If I got his dad sick because he's 94, I'm telling you, this thing I have, it's horrible. Everybody has it, right? I was just talking to Alan about it before, right?
Everybody's getting it.
Everybody's getting it, and it's bad. It just takes you down, and I don't wish it on anybody. Now, I got it in the very best way possible. So I have this.
Do tell.
Yeah. Don't you want to know? I have this cute little fella with these big black eyes who I love and adore.
Your favorite person next to your husband. Yes.
You know, he's 6 months old and I can't resist him. Mm-hmm. And he gives the best hugs and kisses to his grandma. Mm-hmm. And he's had a cold. And anyway, I kind of noticed it was getting worse. But I was holding him anyway and loving on him. And at some point, he just kind of, I don't know, got sick all over me. And in that moment, I thought, I think I'm going to catch what he has. Because up to that point, I thought, I'm keeping him at bay enough that it's not going to happen. But anyway, the love of a grandma will accept germs. So anyway.
You're the best grandma, too.
I love my babies. Yes. I really do. School's getting ready to go back in on Monday.
And,
you know, that's a lot of fun.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm taking my 7-year-old for school supply shopping this weekend. And so anyway, life is great. And I'm actually, in a way, you know, glad to be here doing what I'm doing while he's off doing what he's doing. But what's happening that's making this awesome that I can be here today, because I can never do the show by myself, is that I have Christine with a K.
Hello, good morning.
In the studio with me today. So everybody knows that Christine Kennedy with Success Mortgage Partners is here with us. She has been a very valued partner for us in business and has come on the show many times. So you guys have heard her. And we've got some super interesting things to talk about today. Some loan programs. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's just kind of girl power today. I did ask Anna Politano to call in today. I don't know if she's listening or if she will call in, but I want her to for a very specific reason. So I'm going to give her opportunity to call. If she calls, great. If she doesn't, I'll tell people later what my reason is. I want her to call. So anyway, without further ado, I say, let's get this show rolling.
Rolling. We miss you, Howard. Have a safe drive.
Yes. And he's not even listening. So seriously, we get to say anything we want. It's like girl power at the moment. Okay. Yes. So anyway.
Where do you want to start? What do you want to?
Well, one of the things that we were talking about recently, you and I, was about condominiums.
Yes.
So let's talk about that.
So many in Jacksonville, so many in Florida.
There's so many misconceptions mm-hmm. about condominiums, and I feel like we should put those misconceptions to rest.
Well, one of the biggest benefits, or not benefit, that's the wrong word, but you and Howard wake up to serve. You do this to give back to the community. You do this to help people with knowledge. And if we can teach people today just about condos alone, whether it's somebody who has a condo that wants to put it on the market and they've been told, you know, various different things, you know, they've been told it's not on the list. It's not financeable. It's cash only. You're never going to be able to sell it. Or maybe they've read in a newspaper, right? Condos, you know, can't be financed. So many negative things out there about condos. So sellers might have condos on the market that they want to put on the market and they just haven't. Buyers might want to buy a condo and they think same thing. It's not on the list. It's 20% down. It's 25% down. My interest rate's going to be crazy. There's all this misconceptions out there that are not true. So my goal is just to have a conversation with you just about what it really looks like so that sellers can sell and buyers can buy.
Yes.
And we could take advantage of this lowest interest rate market that we've been in for a long time and help a lot of people.
Absolutely. So let's say that a seller has a condominium mm-hmm. and they would really like to sell, but they've been hanging on to it because they think they can't sell, that maybe they feel that a buyer must have cash. And not everybody has cash. Mm-hmm. So they really have just been continuing to rent it out or whatever.
Rent it out, making the payment, you know, maybe right. using as a second home, just doing whatever they can do to
hang on.
To hang on to it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So in that case, they can call Howard.
They should call
and I.
You, absolutely.
Yes. And then we can reach out to you mm-hmm. and we can talk to you and say, hey, what do we need to do to check on this particular community? Mm-hmm. There's a condo questionnaire.
There's right? three documents that are required to let you know if it's financeable and what's the financing down payment. There's three documents, okay. one of which is easy to get, which is the condo question. Well, it can be easy for somebody who knows what they're doing, like you
right.
and Howard.
Right. Right.
Not so easy for somebody that's not educated in the real estate market or a seller or a buyer, but for a professional realtor, of course, you and Howard, you would be able to get that condo questionnaire.
Right.
And you look at that, and then from there, you could determine if it's financeable.
And so what are the other documents that are needed?
The budget.
Okay. So we need the questionnaire and the budget.
And the insurance policy.
And the insurance policy
and
that's on the building, the condo building.
On the building.
Yes.
And you would want, as a seller or a buyer, you would want the budget.
Right.
Because you want to know what the reserves are.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that the community is strong financially.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The stability.
You don't want to
yeah.
buy into something, you know, own a 1/250th of a something that's not strong. Mm-hmm. You want to be part of something that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So, yes, looking at a budget's always important on a condo. So you have solutions.
I do. And when we come back,
yes.
I think we should talk about some of those condo solutions for the sellers and the buyers out there.
Yeah, let's do
you
it.
You guys stay tuned and make sure you listen and come back to us to get those solutions.
Absolutely. So the other things that we can talk about when we come back, what else you want to talk about besides condos?
3% down conventional financing.
Ooh, 3%. So FHA is 3.5%. Mm-hmm. This is even less.
Mm-hmm.
3%
and it's conventional.
And you have something important to tell us about the credit score and the interest rate.
And the mortgage insurance all reduced for this particular program.
Oh my gosh. Stay tuned, y'all. We'll be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Did you hear your name?
I did.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to be here on this happy, happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. Woo-woo.
Woo-woo.
Girl power.
Yes.
It's a girl time.
Man, are we having fun here in the studio? I want to tell you that we're talking about condos today because, you know, it's such a great, buying a condo is a great thing to do, whether you're an investor, whether you're a first-time home buyer, or whether you're an empty nester. It's an item that people think, hey, that's for me. Mm-hmm. I want to be in a condo. I don't want to do the yard anymore.
No,
I don't want to buy the roof anymore.
No,
I don't want to paint the outside anymore. I'm done with the yard work. So it's a real match, you know, for some certain homeowners.
Second home on the ocean. Yes.
Ooh, that's me. I think I just heard my name being called. Yes, I'm waiting to find my perfect ocean spot. So some of the places that you have had success in financing while other mortgage companies could not.
Say no.
They said no.
They used the two-letter no word.
You said yes.
Did.
Yes. So I would say, if you're interested in buying in these communities, call me. If you have a unit you want to sell in these communities, call me. I'll help you get it done. So Twin Leaf, mm-hmm, for sure.
Financeable.
Williams Walk, for sure.
Williams Walk, at other mortgage companies, I heard them say no monthly. No, it's not financeable. No, it's not financeable. No, it's not financeable. And it's 100%. Not only is it financeable, the buyer that I did was 3% down.
3%.
3%
not 20
down.
And 25 that we say
3%.
3%. Crazy. Mm-hmm. That's
seller
crazy.
Got to sell, buyer got to buy. Everybody had a wonderful experience at 3% down just because the buyer asked the right questions.
So when they get this type of special financing for you,
mm-hmm.
is it a higher interest rate?
Absolutely not.
What?
Not.
See? Christine with a K. This is who you have to do business with because she's got it going on.
Thank you.
So while we're mentioning that, let's just talk about real quick your contact information because I want to make sure that people know how to find you. Because you are a gem and everybody needs your information.
Thank you.
And I do have people texting me and I'm going to go through these questions too. But go ahead.
My cell phone number is 904-514-6969. And then my website is my name, ChristineKennedy.com. And then Christine is with a K.
Christine is with a K.
Yeah.
We always say that. We've been saying that for a long time now. Mm-hmm. Christine with a K. And everybody that I know who I've referred you to calls you Christine with a K.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. I'm thinking she's pretty much the only Christine that I really like hang out with all the time or talk to frequently. And everybody still references you like as to separate you from other people. Christine with a K.
I know.
It's cute, isn't it? Okay. So furthering the list, Edgewater at Sunbeam, Solano Grove, which surprises me because that one's been hard to get financing for forever. The Overlook in Bay Meadows.
Such a cute community. And that's just the start of the list. I mean, it just keeps going and going. So if you're wanting to sell or if you're wanting to buy, you know, let's just get the condo questionnaire and look at it.
Yes.
And we'll send it to the condo review team and, you know, we'll be able to see if it's financeable or not. And when it's financeable at 3% down. So you can do the 20% down if you want to, but that's your choice at that point. And some people still want to put the 20% down or 25%.
Oh, and they have that right.
You know, because they want the no mortgage insurance or they want the lower payment or they're trying to keep their payment at a certain. So all of those things are still important. But you also have people come to us and their biggest objection is, I don't have enough money down. And I say, well, how much do you want to, you know, how much do you think you need to put down? And so many people think they need 20%, even for a normal home, which they don't. They'll think, oh, I need 20%, right? I'm saving for 20%. They have that 20% number that's been programmed into their head if they want to purchase.
Right.
And it's just not true.
It's not needed any longer.
No longer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, I was reading recently at one of the neighborhoods I like is called Lake Crest.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old community, but it has a garage, like a one-car garage. They also have RV parking.
Oh.
And so anyway, I was looking and they've got new people in place and this happens every once in a while in communities. And so they decided that the bylaws have not been adhered to.
Oh.
And they have too many tenants in the community. So whoever's in charge now said, I'm giving you 90 days. Y'all all get your tenants out of there.
They can do that?
They can.
Wow.
Because people aren't following the guidelines. And we're going back to how it was. So once they do that, that community is going to go back to being able to get mortgages easily again, and they'll be able to sell. So it's really a strong move on behalf of owner residents, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's a good thing. Anyway, I just happened to notice it. So that's another community that will be easy to get financing at least 91 days from now. But you probably could have got an exception anyway.
I was going to say, I would like to try now. Let's try it. Let's get
Well, maybe I'll buy one and we'll see if we can get an exception. But anyway. Okay. Now, the communication I just received on my phone says, how about mortgages for self-employed or small business owners?
There's two options. You have the traditional, we're going to go to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, or, you know, or VA or FHA. You have the standard full documentation file. The benefit of full documentation is that it obviously gets the lower interest rate, right? But what that requires is 2 years of the tax returns. So what I always teach people, whatever business you have, right, we can go high, you're going to make $1 million. Right. You own a plumbing business, for example. You made $1 million, but you wrote all of it off. So you only paid income taxes on $100,000.
Right.
That's what we use for your mortgage. We use the $100,000. if you qualify for that, the lower number, it's wonderful, right? You qualify, you put 2 years of tax returns, you know, on your file, you get the lowest interest rate, bada bing, bada boom, everybody's happy. But there are people, for example, that are write a lot of things off, or there are a lot of cash-based businesses or different reasons, but their tax returns don't, are not the low, they're too low to qualify for the mortgage that they're wanting. That's what we should say. The income is too low for their mortgage.
I think that's true of a lot of business owners. Mm-hmm. Yes. So what do we do in that case?
We do a bank statement loan.
A bank statement loan. Mm-hmm. So what? How many months of bank statements did they need?
You have two options. You can do a 12-month bank statements where you get 12 months of your bank statements, or you can do a 24-month. And what they would do at that point, what the underwriter would do, is they would take your 12 months of bank statements and they would add up all of your deposits. And then that's what they would use for your income.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. It's a wee bit higher interest rate. It's usually, you know, usually 2% higher. So if rates right now are 3.75, you're probably going to be 5.75. You're going to be closer to 6. But it's a bridge. It's to get you the house. So there are options for our self-employed or our commissioned or our 1099 borrowers that write everything off. There are options.
So a question I have for you, do you ever get out of that? Can you ever switch out? Like, can you be like I'm a 1099 person. Mm-hmm. I've been in my house 4 years. Can I refinance?
You can
get
always
a lower
refinance.
Rate?
You can always refinance, but when you wanted to refinance, you would go back to the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the 2 years, the tax returns.
What if I still don't have them? I can't do that.
Mm-mm.
So there's no other little way about that. So basically, you can get a loan. So here's the good
news. It's to make you a homeowner.
Right.
It's to help you get into homeownership when there's no other typical way to get there.
Yes.
It's
so,
to help.
So that, I mean, that it's a solution.
It is a solution.
What you're saying.
And it's going to be for some people and it's not going to be for other people.
I get it. I am a 1099. Now, mm-hmm. I have also qualified for all the loans I ever had mm-hmm. through my tax returns, but I've certainly had times where I wanted to do it, you know, bank statement loan.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I was talking to a tree surgeon this week,
mm-hmm.
and the income is just not on his tax returns that he would need for this loan. But I also talked to a dentist this week, and he had 3 times the income on his tax returns to qualify for his loan.
Right.
Right. So every borrower is going to be different. Every situation is going to be different. So that's where we sit down and we talk to them and we ask them questions, right? What are your goals? You know, what purchase price do you want? What down payment? What payment amount? And then what is your income? And from there, you work and you look at the whole file and you see what's the problems, and then you look for the solution. You have 3 pieces to a loan. You have income, asset, and credit. And income is not necessarily the problem. On most of my loans, income is not the problem. There's a lot of people that have plenty of income to qualify. So it's the other, you know, 10-15% of the population that doesn't, that we look at the creative solutions, such as the bank statements loans.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Credit is more of a reason why people have a problem than income.
But still, though, when you write off so much.
Mm-hmm. Mortgage companies are always going to use the bottom line number. It's not your gross sales. It's your bottom line number.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
So hopefully
sense.
That answered the person's question.
Well, if it didn't, I'm sure that he will text me back and let me know. Okay, so Anna Politano, I told her to call me. She said she's at a basketball tournament with her son. I wanted to give her a shout out this morning and wish her, you know, congratulations, because she became a realtor this week.
Aww, yay!
Yes, and that is a big deal. Yes, I'm very, very, very proud of her. She's on our team. She's been our team manager, but now she is a licensed real estate agent as well.
Good for her.
Yes. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about the conventional loan that's 3% down, and you can have a credit score in the 600s.
Lower mortgage insurance, lower interest rate, lower payment with 3%.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Talk radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he has received a personal letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president optimistic that the two leaders will work out some kind of compromise on North Korea's nuclear program. 52 years after his plane was shot down in Vietnam, the remains of 36-year-old Colonel Roy Knight Jr. are back in the state of Texas as of this week. They were returned to the Lone Star State by none other than a commercial jet flown by his own son. The remains arrived with Southwest Airlines Captain Brian Knight flying the plane, transporting the flag-draped casket. He saw his father off when he left to go to the Vietnam War when he was just a little five-year-old boy and never saw him again. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 90 points on Friday at 26,287. The NASDAQ gave up 80 points. The S&P 500 off 19. Oil prices up almost $2 a barrel. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-B-I-B-L-E. 877-64-BIBLE.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
The year was 1957, and two of the top 10 movies that year were The Bridge Over River Kwai and Old Yeller. And two of the top 10 TV shows were Gunsmoke and I've Got a Secret. 1957 was also the year that the Bogers family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by four board-certified podiatrists on staff. They can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. Boger Shoes also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock that now come in many magnificent colors. New Balance, Dansko, SAS, and Vionic, just to mention a few. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoe success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Good chance of rain all weekend through next weekend, with up to about a 70% chance of rain as the week progresses. Daytime highs with partly sunny skies into the upper 90s, heat index into the lower 100s, 102. Nighttime lows with partly cloudy skies around 78.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy Saturday. I am here with Kristen Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners, and she is one of our partners, and I'm so happy. I only said two happies. No, it's a happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. We're having a little girl power. Howard is traveling. And anyway, I'm sure he'd be very proud if he was listening. Maybe not. Anyway.
He's a positive kind of guy. Of course he's proud.
Yes, yes, yes. He is a very positive person. That's part of what attracted me to him. Yes.
I love his optimism.
He's very optimistic and very
and
positive.
He's the best at making you feel amazing about yourself. And so are you. Both of you guys are really great with words and making people feel wonderful.
Yes, it's fun and exciting, mm-hmm. isn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I haven't done today that I usually do because Howard reminds me to is to give the number to call in. So I want to say, to talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255. So that's 904-222-8255. Call in and talk to Christine Kennedy and ask her anything you want to know about getting a mortgage. So we've talked a little bit about condos today. We've talked about the self-employed, mm-hmm. and the bank statement.
There are options for self-employed or commissioned or 1099 borrowers that have been told no by a traditional Fannie Mae, which would be any basic lender, you know, a box, a bank, a credit union.
Right.
All of those are going to go off of Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which is fine. They're beautiful. They're lower interest rate products. But there are other options. There are bridges. There are other lanes that you can take.
Yes.
To have home ownership. If you've been told no before, let's look at other options that you would possibly qualify
for. Right, because, you know, otherwise people think they have to rent, mm-hmm. or they think they have to find seller financing. Maybe those two aren't the only options.
Mm-hmm. Or they think they have to save to pay cash, which is crazy talk.
Save to pay cash. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes because they're business owners, they will go to the commercial banks and try to get money from the commercial banks to buy a house because mm-hmm. they've done so much business with them that way. So that's another thing. But you have solutions for that. Now, the conventional 3% down.
I have a real story from this week.
I love our real stories.
Our real stories.
Yes.
Had a buyer. Her name was Emily. She was quoted, she has in the 660 credit scores.
Okay.
Which is fine.
A lot of people have a 660.
Mm-hmm. And it's financeable. Right. VA minimum is 580. FHA minimum is 580. Conventional minimum is 620.
Okay.
So purchasable. 660, you can get a loan. Wonderful. So you're no longer renting. We're going to get you into home ownership.
Yes.
But what is based off of your credit score?
What do you mean?
The interest rate.
Oh, yes. Your interest rate.
The interest rate is 100%
credit score driven. So the higher your credit score is, the lower your interest rate. Mm-hmm. It's an inverse relationship. Mm-hmm. So the lower your credit score, the higher your interest rate. Yes.
So what happens, which is normal, right? You walk into your bank or you walk into your credit union or you call the mortgage person and they say, well, you know, people say, well, what are your interest rates? You're going to get several questions. What's your down payment?
Right.
And what's your credit score? Interest rates, like you'll see them advertised, but it's not for every single person. What's advertised is advertised at a 740 credit score with 25% down for a primary residence. That's what's advertised. And then from there, they'll start to put points and things on there that lower the rate.
I see.
So advertised rates are based on a 740, which is the highest credit tier that you can receive. So if you have a 720, a 700, and as your credit score goes down, your rate's going up, which is normal and it's fair because they've did statistics on the foreclosure rates and the give back and the bankruptcy rates. And they've did the statistics and right. The higher the credit score, the least likely you are to go into foreclosure. So that's why they charge you a higher interest rate based on that credit score. But there is a program that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have that we can do for them that is based on, they do not have to be a first-time home buyer. So that's wonderful. They can be a first-time home buyer or not be a first-time home buyer.
So that doesn't matter.
It doesn't
matter.
Either way. It doesn't matter. Okay. But it's for if their income has to be less than $58,000.
All right.
Right. So you have a lower credit score borrower with income less than $58,000, and they do not hit them. They do not charge them for a higher interest rate for the lower credit score.
So I'm hearing millennial. I don't know why that just popped in my mind, but okay.
Well, it is 100% a millennial.
Right. Right?
They've graduated college.
It's not a lot of money down. Mm-hmm. that's their salary is going to be under 58 more than likely. Mm-hmm. Their credit score is not experienced yet. It's not really big and built up. You know, they're building it, but mm-hmm. it's not done being built. So I feel like this is a great loan for a millennial.
Mm-hmm. The only thing they have to do to qualify is take a home buyer class, and it's $75.
Ah, perfect.
That's it.
Oh, so the 75 is just to give them a little skin in the game and make sure they show up. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they might not, right?
And it also educates them, right? It's an online class that they can take, and it teaches them. And so many people are so grateful to have taken the course because it teaches them things that maybe they didn't learn from their parents or from high school or from college or from life.
Is it like finance things, or mm-hmm. do you know what the class is like?
Everybody tells me, but no.
Yeah. That is the only bad part about the professional piece of this. We don't have to ever take the class, mm-hmm. right?
I
want to go, you know, audit it. Yeah, I want to go see it.
I will. I'll
take it.
I'll send you the link, and we can both do it. We can do it together.
Yes, that'd be fun. That'd be super fun.
So I had my borrower Emily was quoted at her normal bank 4.875 because of her credit score of the 660 something.
Makes sense.
It's fair. It's actually a great rate. But we dove further into, and I pulled her credit and I got her credit score, and we pulled into her income and all the rest of the pieces of the pie. And I said, you know what? I have a special program that you qualify for. So I locked her in yesterday at 4%.
What?
4%.
So a regular bank said 4.875, mm-hmm. and your bank, your mortgage company.
Mm-hmm. We said four.
Four.
Mm-hmm.
She must be on cloud nine.
Yeah, it's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars over the life of the loan that she's going to save.
That's unbelievable.
Plus, it puts her payment where, you know, more in line with where she wanted it. So she's very, very grateful. And I said, okay, the only thing you have to do is take this class. And she's like, done. I'll do it this weekend. So it's a wonderful program.
I have another question coming in from my texting. I don't know why people don't want to call. You feel free to call. But anyway, the question is, how can I get my credit score before I start house shopping? I think they should call Christine with a K at 904-514-6969.
But let's teach people about the credit option.
It's more than just the credit score, right? Because people can go on Credit Karma and they think they're getting their credit score. But there's really more to it than that. Is that right?
100%. Of course there's more to it. All the ways to get a copy of your credit, right? Credit Karma, all the credit cards now, right? Doesn't Capital One allow you access?
Everybody.
Doesn't everybody allow you access now? So
yes.
It seems like most of the people that call me say, oh yeah, I went on Credit Karma or whatever, and my credit score is this.
Yes.
I would say 75% of the time, their credit score does not equal what they think it is.
That's really interesting.
It's a lot. It's 75%.
So you're saying that the number that the lenders use is not the number that's on the credit card or the Credit Karma?
So there's different.
Not necessarily.
There's
right?
different credit modulators.
Oh,
a mortgage,
big word.
Big word.
Yeah, modulator.
Modulators, but it's the real word. A mortgage company has a mortgage modulator. A car company has a car modulator.
Right.
And then the credit card companies have different modulators, and different than Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, which is the three major bureaus. So they all look at different factors that are important to them to determine.
Oh, interesting.
And there's not one modulator. You can't just Google mortgage modulator and be able to figure it out. There's hundreds of them.
Oh, that is really interesting. That complicates things a lot.
100%.
So that's why you do need to call Christine Kennedy at Success Mortgage Partners. And her number, the easiest way to reach her, and what I love is she does give out her cell phone, 904-514-6969. Easy to remember, 514-6969. And ask her, how much house can I buy? And she needs to ask you a couple of questions. She's going to ask you how much money you make. She's going to ask you about your tax returns. She's going to ask you about your credit card debt. She's going to ask you what your Social Security number is. She's going to pull your credit. So there's things, but then you'll be armed with information and a pre-approval letter. And then call me and we will go house hunting.
Yay!
That is my favorite. I love my buyers. I love to go house hunting.
You do love buyers.
I do love buyers. All right, so stay tuned with us. We will be right back.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right. They use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us. We are so excited to be here with you on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
Ooh, that was like six. Ooh. Six happies. Six
I happies. Myself. Anyway, I'm here with Christine, and I have to tell you, Christine is just one of the most friendly, exciting, upbeat, positive, optimistic people. She's definitely someone you want to hang out with. Certainly someone you want to do business with. She's honest. She's trustworthy. She's wicked smart.
Aww,
and
shucks.
So, you know, start with her. When you want to get a mortgage, call her. Give her your digits. Give her your information. Let her look at your data. Let her figure out how much house you can afford. Then we'll get started on the house hunting. But the first step is talking to Christine, and that's why we love having you on the show, so
thank
that
you.
People can get familiar with you. I want them to see you as the resource, the person to call immediately before they even call us. But I do want them to still call us.
They do need to call you.
Yes.
Absolutely. The so many mortgages, it's problem solution, problem solution, problem solution. And you just want to make sure that when you're talking to a mortgage company, that the person on the other end of the phone has the solutions.
Yes.
Because you could very well walk into your bank or walk into your credit union or talk to an uneducated originator who's new in the business. And anything less than 15 years is new in the business, much less 3 or 5. Oh, my Lord. Right? They just
Isn't
don't even know
funny?
What they don't even know.
Isn't that funny?
So you'll talk.
Same thing with a realtor.
100%.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep. Sorry, y'all. I know a lot of realtors listen, but it's true.
The longer you know the business, the more you have the ability to find the solutions, and that's what you want. So many times as a buyer, you're told no.
Yes.
No, you don't qualify either A, for a loan whatsoever, or no, you don't qualify for the house that you're wanting. And the no will discourage you, and it will send you back, and you'll stay a renter or you'll stay wherever you're at. And so many a times there is a solution. And you know what? There are some times when there's no solution. And what we do is we create a plan, right?
Right. You do that very well, mm-hmm. don't you?
You have to create a plan. And
so let's say someone's credit score is lower than they can't get a mortgage at all.
Credit advice, 100%.
Credit advice. Mm-hmm. You tell them what to do, and then you do a rapid rescore,
mm-hmm.
right?
We do that. I had a borrower from India who came to America on a visa, and he got here about 9 months ago. And when I originally first spoke to him, he had no American credit. And I gave him the steps to do, and he's closing on Tuesday.
Love that.
Closing on Tuesday because the realtor told him to give me a call. I gave him a plan, and he took the steps.
Right.
Which is so important.
Yes.
Right? And then they come back. And, of course, we stay in touch with them. Right?
Yes.
We talk to them, and we do all the things that we need to do, and we stay in touch with them. But I gave him the solution, and he did it. And he's closing on Tuesday at 4 o'clock.
See, I love that.
Best story.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Many, many, many success stories.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, do you know, Angela? You know everything, but you might not know this one.
What?
How many veterans actually use a VA loan?
No. Is there a statistic? I mean, you think that everybody does.
You would think. It's the best mortgage product created.
Absolutely.
Ever.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree.
10%.
What?
10% of veterans actually use the VA.
No. Mm-hmm. That number's way too low. Mm-hmm. Way too low. Why mm-hmm. do you think that is?
They don't know what they don't know.
They think they've already used their benefit in the past.
Oh.
And they can't use it again.
100.
I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. And that's not true.
That is not true. You
but
can use your VA over
40
and
years
over.
Ago, it was true.
It was true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But some of the rules that applied long, long time ago aren't true anymore. Mm-hmm. Correct?
If you've used your VA, you can use it again. You can use it multiple times. You can use it 5, 10, 15
right.
times.
Now
you can
you
have
can.
A VA loan and then get another VA loan.
Yeah. They modernized the program. I don't remember what year it was. If Howard was here, he would know.
He would know.
Yeah. See, I love him for all those reasons that he remembers all that kind
oh,
of data.
Love you, Howard. Miss
yeah.
you. Love you. Miss you.
All right. Anything else you want to add to that?
I want to add that if you're a veteran and you've had a short sale and you've had a foreclosure, you still very well could qualify for a VA loan with your eligibility. Just because you've had a short sale or just because you have a foreclosure does not take away your eligibility.
Woo!
It just
powerful.
Lowers your amount.
So you need to call Christine with a K.
Right. And let's pull your eligibility and see exactly how much house you can qualify for.
Okay.
Right. It's not a no. It's just a lower amount, which the limit currently is 484.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a foreclosure for $150,000, you can still purchase a home for $330 or something.
I see. So mm-hmm. whatever amount it was, the foreclosure,
it just comes
it's
minus
taken
off your
off
eligibility
of the,
or
whatever.
The short sale.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you're still eligible for a VA loan. 580 credit score with the short sale, with the bankruptcy, with the foreclosure, you're still eligible. So let's get that and let's get more veterans into their home and help them.
I love that. It provides security. All right. We need to move to Hot Deal of the Day. Thank you so much, Alan, for queuing us up. All right.
What you got? What you got?
You know what's happening this weekend. We're doing our open houses. So the first one up is 9406 Wexford Road. This is located in Beauclair in Mandarin. It's off Scott Mill Road. Priced at $489,900. It's a 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath home. It's about 3,300 square feet. This is a brick French country designed home with a pool home in Mandarin. Got to come see that. It's going to be open tomorrow, 12 to 2. I want to make sure I talk about all of our houses. So if you're interested in that one, you can
that
either call
pretty.
Me. It's gorgeous, mm-hmm. gorgeous. big circular drive, a big corner lot. Love that house. Also, still available for sale, 5816 Ansley in Arlington. That's 1,272 square feet. It's a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half home, one-and-a-half bathroom home. It has inside laundry, and it's a fenced-in yard, new roof, updated windows and kitchen. Master has two closets, a Florida room. Garage is 24 by 24. That's a big garage. They're usually 20 by 20.
There's a lot of people that could use that with their own businesses, the landscapers or the plumbers or the things like that.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
They need lots of space to put all their tools and their stuff.
Absolutely.
They should go check out that house.
Now, out in Middleburg at 4027 Sandhill Crane in Two Creeks, there's a 3,000-square-foot house. It's a five-bedroom, four-bathroom, four-way split, screen lanai, three-car garage, big kitchen, gorgeous house, super high ceilings, two convection ovens, Samsung appliances, two HVAC systems, built in 2009. Lots of upgrades here. Huge master. It has a upstairs, has a big bonus, and its own bedroom and its own bath. It is a true multi-generational house. This one is priced so good. It backs up to a preserve, too. Priced at $102 a square foot.
Wow. And with, and with that only, new road, Brandonfield, and all those coming into Middleburg, you can get there wicked fast.
Yeah, and that's in Two Creeks. You know where Two Creeks is. And that's only $304,900.
Wow, that's a lot of house.
Yeah. Then jump over to St. John's County in Mirabella, 676 Porta Rosa. And you would get off at the World Golf Village exit and go down to Mirabella. There's 2,782 square feet, so right around 2,800 square feet, four bedrooms, three baths, super awesome house. They've updated their kitchen like a year ago or 2 years ago, took it to the studs and rebuilt the kitchen.
Oh, wow.
And they're moving,
wow.
Right? Who leaves a kitchen they just built? Anyway, they have upstairs has one of those huge bonus rooms, you know, with a full bath. There's a covered lanai, three ovens, quartz countertops, plantation shutters, master, his and her closets, fenced rear, built in 06, priced competitively because they're ready to go.
Wow.
$314,500. And
that's a really great price.
Yeah, I know.
That's a lot of house. And three
I'm telling
ovens,
y'all,
man.
These are great houses.
Great
I know
prices,
school's starting this
rates.
Week.
Now's the time.
I hope that everybody is going to be safe. And be ready for school.
I hope you feel better.
I hope I feel better, too. I hope Howard has safe travels.
Safe travels.
Headed back, yes. And
thank you for allowing me to come.
No,
I
thank you
the
for coming. Ooh, I didn't mean to hit the microphone. Thank you for coming. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed our girl power time. That's always a lot of fun. And you give such great knowledge to people. And it's really important for people to understand what their buying power is and how to get that information. And a simple phone call to you at 904-514-6969 is all it takes to get started in that process. And whether they use Howard or I or not, I want them to use you.
Thank you.
Because, you know, it's really super important to have someone awesome on your side about getting your money. Money's important. Speaking of which, the Van Wees are in the house. And I hope everybody has a good week. We'll see you next time.
Happy Saturday, everybody.